Kevin? It wasn't me, that's for sure. Just thanks for being here. Thanks for bearing witness to one of the greatest football games you're ever going to see. Credit to the Denver Broncos. That is a tremendous, tremendous football team with a great amount of heart, and they fought. They fought from the beginning until the end. That football game did the game of football proud. I'm just proud and grateful to have a chance to be associated with this game, humbled for the opportunity to stand on the sideline in a football game like that, grateful for the opportunity to stand with a bunch of men that through an incredible amount of adversity stood together and never wavered and never cracked. A kickoff return to start the game, a punt return to start the game, a kickoff return to start the second half, innumerable plays back and forth in a battle, and our guys did not crack. And I credit it to the faith that our team has in their Lord above, whoever that is for each one of our guys, a trust and a faith in a greater power, a spiritual strength that is just throughout our football team. And I just have to say that. I have to say that. Okay.
Do those moments hit you when you're on the sideline of the magnitude of the game, how great it is, or a little too busy?
You know, it's kind of both. You know, it hits you. You do realize it, but it's a football game, and you're just kind of in the moment with strategy and different things like that. I thought our coaches did a great job. I thought we kept our poise really well as a football team. Made some good, we made adjustments throughout the course of the game. I thought our play calling was tremendous on both sides. You know, Jim Kett was very patient. He's very patient with the run game, very patient with the rhythm controlled passing game, and we took our shots, and the shots were big, obviously. I thought Dean did a great job of mixing coverage and mixing pressures. He Peyton Manning is a brilliant quarterback, and there were times when he thought it was pressure and it wasn't. There were times when he thought it was coverage and it was pressure. And that's a credit, I think, to the disguise, to our guys' patience in terms of holding looks, and the Dean and the rest of the coaches did a great job.
In the second half in particular, Coach, Peyton had a pretty good first half. Second half, you guys really put the shackles on him.
We didn't change much. I think we just stayed with our game plan, basically. We talked about a few routes they were running, and we didn't really change too much. We stayed with what we were doing.
John, I know it's a team game and you don't want to single people out, but with Flacco,
Well, you know, perspectives on any player are going to evolve, you know, and that's part of the process. You know, any young quarterback, I mean, you look at the one of the greatest that's ever played the game that was on the other side today. You know, if you look back and his the perspective on him has evolved over the years, and Joe's going to be like that, like any other quarterback. I'm proud of him. We're proud of all our guys, you know, and I really don't think any player, any single player should be singled out in a game like this. I mean, to me, a game like this makes it so clear that football is a team sport, all right? And it's got an opportunity to show so many things just bigger than just one guy making a play. Although a lot of guys made a lot of great plays.
From your perspective, John, what makes the long pass at the end of regulation sports overtime? What makes that happen? What makes it important?
Well, I mean, it's almost like backyard football. I mean, that's part of the game, you know. And Joe scrambles out of there. They get a little pressure on him, and he puts a ball downfield really on the money, which is a great throw on the run. Jacoby Jones kept pressing a deep route. He didn't slow down. He kept getting deep. We always tell our guys to press a deep route and beat the ball to the spot. And then I think maybe different judgments were made on the track of the ball, and Jacoby was the guy that made the right judgment on a deep ball on the run. Bless you.
At what point in this game do you realize that this is going to be an all-time game?
Probably 10 minutes into overtime, maybe, you know? I didn't really have too many of those kind of thoughts until after the game.
Did the ball like that almost look like slow motion?
I haven't thought about it. Maybe. Yeah, now that I look back on it, maybe so.
John, after last week was sort of Ray's week, and then here today he was all over the ball, seemingly making tackles.
Right.
I mean, what did you see today from him? I mean, did you think it was possible for him to sort of top the emotion of last week?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think the emotion was the same. You know, these games are so emotional and so – there's so much on the line, so much opportunity, you know. And guys work so hard to get to this point. You have to work so hard. So much goes into getting to this moment, to have this opportunity. That's why it's winning is so exhilarating and losing is so difficult. But Ray just played really well, you know, and not just Ray. I mean, the whole defense played well. The whole every single guy on our team, even our special teams, believe it or not, they played their hearts out. They played their hearts out. So that's how it was.
What are your thoughts? Yeah, this is the third time you've been to the conference championship game.
And given the circumstance, you've got the Ray Lewis. This is last year. You're coming off one of the greatest games played in a long time. Is there something about this experience that's different for you than the previous two? Something more, use the word exhilarating.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any comparisons. Those are pretty great too, you know, Clark. But this is in its own right. This is, you know, I can't compare it to anything. It's incomparable. We've never been through anything quite like this. But that's how life is. You never no two moments are ever exactly the same. But this has been pretty incredible and unexplainable.
Jacoby and Corey have been listed as special teams guys until they came here and they wanted that shot.
Right, right.
How rewarding has it been, you know, personally, you coaching them and talking to them, contributing?
Yeah, you know, those guys, they always say, hey, thanks for the opportunity. They always say that, you know, and I'm to the point, I'm like, thank you, you know, thanks for coming. Thanks for being a part of us, you know. I mean, even today, they both said thanks for the opportunity, you know. They're just, you know, guys are great. There's a lot of great players in this league that don't always get an opportunity, and those two guys have gotten it, and they sure have made the most of it.
Coach, the commissioner was here this game. I'm curious, an epic game like this in the playoffs, what does this mean for the league?
You're going to have to ask the commissioner. It's a great question, but I don't have any epic answers right now at this moment. But it was a great game.
As a speak to special teams, how difficult was it to watch your team give up?
It was painful. You know, it was painful. And you know, the first one, the punt was like the perfect storm. We were punting the ball right. It gets caught in a bad rotation and pushes all the way over to the left, away from our coverage. He catches it on the run, and he's a human jet. And he was gone, just like that. It was shocking, you know, because we didn't expect the ball to be there, and then, boom, it was gone. The second one, same kind of thing. That's not really the kick we were looking for. It's tough to kick in these conditions on that ground. But we just didn't cover it very well. And they blocked it really well. And this guy is really, Trindon Holly, he's a great player. Never been through anything like that. Never seen anything like that.
John, before the game-winning field goal, switch of quarters and Tucker goes out and practice kicks. He takes a practice kicks a field goal. Have you ever seen anything like that? Was that your idea? Was that his idea?
No, that's pretty standard for us.
Really?
Yeah, to run out there and practice those kicks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty standard. Yeah, we've done that before.
Idea? No, seriously, whose idea was? Was that his? I mean,
No, we always do that.
Seriously?
That's a normal deal. Yeah, you go out there and you try to get a feel for the win. You have a chance to do that between quarters and things like that. 2-minute warnings. Yeah.
Not much respect to win this game. Do you guys care about respect next week?
No, we're past that. Thanks for asking that, though. We're way past that. That's just such a minor thing. You know, it's bigger than that.
What about just being in this position now to get into that position where you are playing in the AFC Championship game?
Right.
After what happened last year, now having a chance to write that role.
Just very humble and grateful, you know, and a lot of work has gone into it. I'm grateful to our guys and grateful just for powers beyond our guys. You know, it's just an opportunity that you work really hard for. It's really hard to get to these places. It's really hard to get into these spots. We have an opportunity to do this.
John, not a lot could be written about the guys who protected for Joe Flacco. What can you say about them today?
Thanks, Clark. The pass protection, our offensive line, run blocking too. That's a great defense over there. I don't think there was a few sacks, but all in all, you know, Joe had some time to throw. I thought the playmaking was incredible. Just you can go right across the board. Every one of our receivers and tight ends, the playmaking was incredible. The running that Ray Rice did down the stretch was amazing. You know, I mean, he was carrying guys with him. Just so many individual efforts.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Guys, we